Before Denofa started talking about jobs and the address that she delivered at Frontier Field, she got to talk a little baseball with a John Fogerty song welcoming Denofa and Red Wings mascot Spikes and Mitzi into the crowd. There have been concerns earlier this year about whether a new lease for the Wings to continue playing at Frontier Field would be reached, but they did ink a new long-term contract. Most of Denofa's speech focused on jobs, including plans by Amazon to put in a distribution facility in Henrietta this year. The number of jobs to be created has been somewhat vague up to now, but last night Denofa did say in her address that hundreds of jobs would be created. I asked her if that means under or over 1,000 jobs.
I can't, you know, that's going to come from the company itself, but I know that they are hiring currently, and we're thrilled to have them here to partner with Monroe County.
Denofa says Amazon will not be seeking a property tax break for that project. She also announced a new program called Make Monroe Home to help get rid of so-called zombie homes, houses that are vacant or abandoned.
The Housing Development Fund will work with Monroe County to perform environmental remediation, determine the work scope, select contractors, and oversee construction progress to make the properties affordable, livable, and energy efficient.
That new program will be funded from a federal housing program as well as the county's Industrial Development Corporation. Randy Gorbin, WXXI News.